In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Happy Monday and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:07 and I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And with it being Monday, we've got two very special guests in the studio with us. Help me welcome Heather and Angelina from MWR. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
I love the energy. The two of them came in dancing and swaying. It was awesome.
Well,
it
to
was
be awesome. Fair, this studio is set up
it's
like a disco hall.
It's a club in here. Yeah.
It actually is. And I think that was the inspiration behind setting up the studio.
It.
I like that. Okay, so I've been mentioning that we don't have a question of the day. We do have a statement of the day, which is, it's not a good day without ... What is that?
All the dishes in the kitchen being done. It's crazy. I can't have dirty dishes around. If I wake up and there's dirty dishes, I can't.
I
need them done the night before.
There are no good days without clean dishes. Like, we have to have clean dishes.
Yeah.
And a clean kitchen in order for it to be a good day.
Yeah.
I like that one. See, what about you, Angelina? What is a good day?
I always have dirty dishes in my sink. But I do also always have a clean dish readily available.
And that's what matters.
There's just always, like, the cast iron is never always clean.
Gotcha.
I won't touch it. But for me, at the end of a day when I get home and my husky mix, she does her awoos because she's so excited to see me, that's a good day. I can have a crappy day, but when I get home and she gets excited that I'm home, she's just, great day.
I love that. Make sure you keep it here for a good day. We've got a lot more to cover with Heather and Angelina in the studio. And welcome back to the studio. If you are just joining us, it is Monday, and we've got Heather and Angelina from MWR Fitness in the studio with us. And we're going to be talking all things, of course, fitness as well as sports. So we're going to get right into fitness. So Heather, let us know, what are we looking forward to?
So I'm going to give a big shout out today to Kayla, who teaches our HIIT and core class at NAS 2 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Let me tell you, EJ, I went last week on Thursday. I am still sore. Don't let that intimidate you.
I
think
it.
Everybody should go. It was such a good workout. It was super fun. We were on the turf field. It was like dark out, but the lights were on, so you like felt really cool. The music was bumping. There was a great workout. Kayla just handled everything. It was a good group of people. We had so much fun. I'm going to try and make it every Tuesday, Thursday, because it's the best way now to get in shape for bikini season, which
is
obviously what everyone's thinking about before the holidays. So the class is Tuesdays and Thursdays at NAS 2. Meet in the gym, grab a mat, and then head out to the turf field from 05:30 to 06:15. It was just a really fun way to start the morning.
I think
if you're able to go and then make it back here by 6:30.
Why not?
Yeah, you should do it.
I like it. You know what? It actually reminds me a lot of we had like something of a boot camp back where I was from. And I loved it because you could get that exercise in early in the day, right? And then when it's usually about maybe 13, 14, I'm thinking to myself, wait, did I work out today? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I already put the work in.
So I can have like an extra snack
in the afternoon.
It's the best. Yeah, no, it was just like a really fun way to kind of start the morning out before you're like realizing what you're doing. It's like you're too groggy. She tells you to like hold a plank and you're like, okay, just am I still sleeping? Like
exactly.
What's happening?
Like I'm here and I know that I'm holding this plank, but this could just be a dream too.
Exactly.
So that could be it as well.
Exactly.
No, I love that because for me, like I have to really program the mind to be like, okay, and now we're going to go work out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm kind of like halfway there, I'm like, you know what? We're already winning.
You're right here. The only thing you have to program is your alarm clock to wake you up early enough to get to class by 05:30 at NAS 2, and it was the best.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Shout out to Kayla. Thank you so much for doing what you do, and so early in the day as well, because there are some of us that are kind of early birds, and we like to go on ahead, get that workout out the way, and then just really get that head start into the day.
Yeah.
So that is awesome. Thank you for that information. And
you got it.
There's something to be said about feeling that soreness, too, because I'm a weird one. I like that sore feeling. I embrace it fully.
It's like my favorite.
It is. Yeah. It is. Because it tells my body, hey, we're doing a thing. And the thing is usually, ooh, I'm increasing my strength. And I like the way that feels.
Yeah. And I do so much just running that it was so good to like do something different. And that's what makes me realize like, okay, my hips aren't strong enough. My core is certainly not strong enough. My lower back feels much better now. And let me tell you what, we did push-ups and my arms are still like little noodles from last Thursday. So
if I've learned anything from the PRT, I could definitely use some form work on that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is really great. So thank you so much, Kayla, for providing those high intensity and core training classes so early in the morning. And for those of you that are early birds, even if you're not, just as Heather said, make sure you program those alarms, get your day started in the most productive of ways, and have some fun in a high intensity course. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be discussing some really cool events that's happening in the world of sports. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. And welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, here with Angelina and Heather from MWR. And now we're going to be talking, we've been talking about fitness, and now we're going to get right into sports. I know we have been enjoying some throwback music this morning, and I am a huge fan of the Spice Girls. So when you mentioned it, I was like, yeah, we got to throw that on. That's a good one. That is a good one. Okay, so we've got some stuff coming up very soon. We've actually been putting out the information regarding our flag football game. The Turkey Bowl is happening really soon. So let's talk a little bit about some turkey, shall we?
Yeah, so tomorrow is the last day to individually, that's right, individually, not as a team, register for the flag football game on Thanksgiving morning. So teams will get picked day of, and the game will start at 9 a.m. It's going to be a 7-on-7 flag football game. Everybody who signs up individually, show ups on the day of, we'll pick captains, and we'll pick teams and play a little footy.
Play some ball.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so if you want to sign up for that, you can give me a call at 624-3785 or shoot me an email. Again, tomorrow is the last day to register for that.
That is good. And yeah. I'm also glad, too, that you made mention the importance of signing up individually.
Yes.
That is really important, because some people would say, oh, I've got a whole team in mind. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and as a team, we're just going to register.
Yeah, we're going to switch things up and just pick teams day of. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so absolutely not. So we're going to do individual registration, which is huge. And that deadline to register is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so that came by very, very quickly.
Yeah.
These deadlines are approaching sooner than expected.
Yeah, we were just talking about Thanksgiving is literally this week, I have not gone grocery shopping for dinner.
That is very adventurous. No, that is very, very true. And the fact that, like, I was just thinking today as I was kind of going through my notes and I was putting information out, and I said to myself, oh, Thanksgiving, as in this week Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Honestly, can't believe it. There are some turkeys out there that are probably shivering. So we're getting closer and closer to that
yes.
time frame. That is wild. Okay, so I know in addition to the flag football game, which is going to be amazing, especially for those of you that can already anticipate that you will be overindulging during this holiday season, this is a great way for you to just be able to be proactive and burning off those calories. In addition to that, the basketball court is now open.
Oh, yeah. So attention, everybody alert the masses. The NAS2 gymnasium construction is over. The gym over at NAS2, applause,
yay!
Is open for you guys to play. It looks so cool. The floor is just, it's unrecognizable. It looks great over there. So if you guys want to start playing your lunchtime basketball, head over there. But we are doing kind of like a, not a grand opening, but a final Captain's Cup competition over at the NAS2 gym. Mm. We're doing a 3-point shootout on Wednesday, December 11th. So it'll be after work. It starts at 1700. You can meet there at 1630 to check in. And the registration deadline for that is Monday, December 9th. So if you guys are in like the top three with your command points for Captain's Cup, get your people registered for this to get those last second Captain's Cup points in.
Ooh, good point.
Yes.
That is a good point. And
yes.
I did actually, it wasn't long ago I was on NAS2 and I passed by and I looked over and I was like, oh, look, the basketball court. And I'm like, I guess it's still under construction. I'm looking forward to it. So now it makes me want to go there just to see it.
Yeah.
All laid out,
it
ready to go.
It looks really good. It does.
I am excited because I remember just for the longest time we had been talking about like the renovations and things that were being done to the court. And now to know that it is completed just says to me, wow, that time went by pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Like it really did. And now we're at the end of the year and our basketball court is now open for business, which I love. I definitely love. So for you ladies, I know you've got a whole lot going on in the world of fitness and sports. So before you leave us today, can you tell us if we've got some people that are very interested both in the fitness courses and in sports, how do they contact you?
So you can contact me, Angelina Gott, for anything sports at 624-3785. Again, you could email me. I'm in Global, Angelina Gott, G-O-T-T.
And for me, anything fitness related, you can either call me at 624-4951 or stop by either gym. Come and say hi. NAS1 or NAS2 at the front desk. Just say you've got a question and whoever's working will definitely make sure to get you in touch with either me or Angelina.
Lovely. Yeah. I cannot thank you ladies enough. And let me tell you, they are so right when it comes to that, because I know even after you leave the studio, I'm like, oh man, I got a question. And I will call and one or the other will pick the phone up, even if it's not their phone, because they are right beside one another and they are great about that. So I want to thank you for making yourselves available, both for coming in the studio and when I call, because I do tend to call quite a bit. So thank you very much for being here and for making our Monday magical. Thank you so much, Angelina and Heather, for being in the studio today. We appreciate you.
Go sports.
Yay.
Fitness is fun.
I love that so very much. And for those of you that are looking to have a great time during this holiday season, listen, it's all about eating some great food, but there's nothing like burning those calories that you earn. So make sure that you keep in mind that fitness and the sports world have you in mind during this holiday season. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We've got a lot of really great music coming and a lot more information to keep that Monday of yours rolling. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Time stood still.